Lord says in his word, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people who for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Because we have this great privilege of coming out of darkness and into his glorious light, we have the glorious opportunity of being part of God's people. You will admit with me that we have not lived up to that name. So let us join together in prayer, asking forgiveness for such. Let's pray. Most gracious and holy God, so often have we demeaned you and defamed you. We have not regarded you as holy, but have thought of you as equal to one of us in all our sinfulness. But this is not so. You are without spot and you are purity. Father, we do come to you this morning confessing our sinfulness and understanding that is manifested in the way we have thought about you, the way we have neglected you, the way we have openly defied you by our words, deeds, and thoughts. How we wish to bring you down to our own level. Then we would not be as guilty as we are. If you could be made like us, then our sins would not be so great. But since you are not like one of us, our sins are infinite. So we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us. Forgive us for not thinking about you correctly. Forgive us for neglecting to think about you in the way that you are depicted in Scripture. Forgive us for being people who are satisfied with our own vain thoughts of who you are. We recognize, Lord, that the branch does not prosper without the vine, and neither does a Christian grow without Christ. For this reason, we come to you and offer ourselves to you. You've presented yourself to us as our friend and helper. And from time to time, we have not taken you at this goodness. But Lord, we come to you now. We grieve our sinful ways that we have depicted you in our hearts. And we ask, O Father, that you would forgive us. Give us instead grand thoughts of you. Help us to think of you of right as we ought. And so know that you are a true Redeemer who has come down from heaven in the form of your Son to save us from our sins. For we ask this in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Jesus said, I am the door. Anyone who enters by me will be saved. He will go in and go out and find pasture. Thanks be to God.